What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, well, it is NHL free agency day. I mean, kind of goes off without a whimper most years, especially here in Buffalo. Most of the guys are you're earmarking or signing with their, you know, former teams. Or in the case of like Mitch Marner, he's a sign and trade to Vegas, right? And plus you have a team in the Buffalo Sabres where it's just been so hard to get, you know, players to come here to play. And we've talked about that, you know, ad nauseum for a lot of different reasons over the years. It's usually about who's out, not who's in Buffalo. And if it is who's in, it's, you know, how much is he going to really help? But I do think they have a gaping hole right there in their top six after trading J.J. Paterka, like what they've done on the blue line. I really do. And we do have a report the Sabres are going to sign Alex Lyon, a goaltender, which does mean, as a veteran goalie, if he's going to be the backup to UPL, I would assume that would be kind of the case, that Devon Levi would get one more year in Rochester. I don't love that. I'm sure Devon Levi doesn't love that. But, you know, it's a guy I think that can be a good NHL goalie. But we'll see. It's kind of an interesting situation with him. Sal Marana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle joins me every week, usually on a Monday. Couldn't do it yesterday, so he's on today. We talk baseball, Yankees and Jays. We'll get to that in a little while. But Sal now on the Western Hotline. Sal, I want to start with Devon Levi here. They did qualify him over the weekend. It looks like maybe if the Sabres do make this move for Alex Lyon, maybe another year in Rochester for Devon Levi. How's that sit with you?
Yeah, look, I mean, he has been a very good goalie for the Amherst. And by the way, good morning, Sal. Sorry.
Good morning to you, too. Sorry, I got rambling there. Sorry.
Yes, okay, me too. Look, he's been a very good player in the AHL, but he has not established himself as a legitimate NHL goalie. We've seen that. They tried last year at the start of the season. He began the year in Buffalo, and he got some games and just didn't go well. They made that decision last year. They sent him to Rochester, and that was it. I don't think there was ever an intention of bringing him back up. They wanted him to develop a full season, get, you know, play every night in Rochester, and he did. He did very well. He had a rough final series when they got eliminated, but he had played very good the series before against Syracuse. But look, I don't, you know, you guys, you've seen him enough. I don't think he's proven to be a legitimate guy that could back up UPL. I think they had to go the veteran route. You know, hopefully their two guys will stay healthy. And I think one more year in Rochester for Levi is probably the right move. And then you've got to see what he is. I mean, you know, if he backs it up again this year and plays really well, then you give him a chance. But I haven't seen it enough yet at the NHL level to give him that chance.
Sal Marana on the West Her Hotline. Real quick, as long as we're on the Sabres here, you saw J.J. Paterka develop. You saw J.J. Paterka become a really nice player in the NHL. When you see that happen and then him get traded, you know, again, just your thoughts on him, his development, and then the entire situation with the organization where it feels like these guys develop, but they're not winning, so all of a sudden it becomes contentious and they wind up trading them.
Yeah, look, I mean, he made it pretty clear that he was not going to sign the offer, right? So they had to do something with him. And, you know, we'll see. These two guys that they got from Utah, I mean, I saw what they said last week when they did the Zoom call with the reporters. You know, when you trade for guys, there's always that initial, okay, this guy's going to help us. Look what he can do. But we've seen this a million times with the Sabres. They've acquired guys in the past who just haven't helped them at all. So hopefully these two guys can step in. You're trading a guy in Paterka who certainly has 30-goal potential, and this team needs guys who can score goals, right? We've been arguing about this for a long time. They just do not have enough legitimate goal scorers on that team. So hopefully they find someone that can plug the goals they lost with Paterka, and I'm hoping that this Kessel ring is finally Owen Power's partner, right? He needs a partner to help him in the back end for sure. Owen Power's offense has started to get better, but he's still, for a guy who's 6'6", Sal, he just does not play with the physicality. And Kesselring, I think, according to what we've read, he's the kind of guy that can come in and do that.
No, I don't disagree at all there. Sal Majorana on the Wester Hotline. You can subscribe to his free Yankees newsletter. It's called Pinstripe People. Check it out. It's right at the top of his Twitter page, Sal Majorana on Twitter. I'm watching last night. I'm like, all right, here we go. 3-0 lead, cruising along, rode down to the mound, and then bam, everything just kind of blows up on the Yankees. What went wrong last night, and what is it a bigger picture of for this team?
Yeah, sixth inning from hell, right? Last night, they were up 3-1, and then, you know, Rodon gave up a leadoff double, and he comes out of the game, and I was like, you know, that's two starts in a row where he didn't even get to 100 pitches, which is that magical number, right? And I just thought, like, why are you taking him out now? I mean, in Cincinnati, the previous start, it was 88 pitches, but it was also 100 degrees out, so I understood that. Here, you're indoors in Toronto. I don't really know why they had to take him out. But anyways, as soon as he went out, then their bullpen goes to work, and their bullpen just has struggled. Mark Leiter wasn't good. Then Loazaga gave up the go-ahead, two-run single to Guerrero. Volpe made two idiotic plays in the inning. And it's unfortunate because, Volpe has really good range at shortstop. So he gets to balls that some guys wouldn't get to. Mm-hmm. But then you can't make the throws that he made. He gave the Blue Jays two free bases by trying to make plays that were impossible to make. So that contributed to the inning. There was a catcher's interference. There was a wild pitch in that. It was just a disaster. And they lose the opener to the Blue Jays. But it just continued a month of June that was not good for the Yankees, Sal. They played poorly pretty much the entire month. And they turned, what was at one point a 7-game lead into, they're barely hanging on to first place right now.
And then, obviously, you have the Jays, you have the Rays, everybody in the AL East. We've talked about the AL East being a little bit down. Not anymore. As the Yankees are trending down, these teams are trending up, Sal.
Oh, absolutely. The Rays, who blew a game last night. The Yankees were lucky because the Rays blew a game to the A's last night. So they stayed up, a game and a half out, and now the Blue Jays climbed within two. Both of those teams had really good Junes. I mean, I think the Jays have the best record in the majors in the month of June. So they're playing well. They're always a factor. If they weren't last year, but typically the Rays are always in it. They're so annoying. I can't stand that team, as you probably have read. Mm-hmm. And the Jays are kind of the same way. The Jays, I think, have played above what anyone expected this season. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, including me, thought that Boston was actually going to be the team that could dethrone the Yankees. And this is before, the Devers trade and all that. And they just have underwhelmed all year. I don't think anyone thought the Jays or Rays were going to be the teams the Yankees would have to be fighting off right now. But that has proven to be the case. And I think it's going to be, with all the other stuff that happened to the Yankees yesterday, they lose Grisham during the game. They lose Fernando Cruz, gone for probably 2 months now, a key reliever for them. Yesterday was a bad, bad day for the Yankees, and I think it's going to see – you're going to see this the rest of the year, Sal. They're going to struggle to hold on to first place and win that division.
And how do you explain the Mets? I mean, they don't only go to Pittsburgh, a team that's obviously a poor –
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Our Pittsburgh Pirates team and lose three straight. But holy cow, they set records for how badly they lost in that series, and they are 3-13 in their last 16.
Yeah, I mean, we're complaining about the Yankees. You're right. The Mets have completely cratered this month or last month in June. That series in Pittsburgh, I think I read it was the worst run differential in franchise history for a three-game series.
Amazing. Now,
the 1962 Mets were, before last year, the worst team in Major League history. They never had a weekend that bad. So I can't explain what has happened to the Mets, but they are now dealing with some big-time injuries, too. Griffin Canning just got hurt the other day, and he's out for the season. He's been pitching really well for them. Their pitching is in trouble. And it's funny that Soto has woken up now, and he has been terrific for probably 2 or 3 weeks. And it's weird that as he has risen, the Mets have gone in the tank because nobody else. I mean, Lindor is hitting terribly right now. Alonso has really cooled off. So, yeah, they're a team that has really gone in the other way. And this weekend they play the Yankees in the Subway Series. I mean, we'll see what happens the rest of this week here, but that could be a matchup of two teams that are really, really scuffling come this weekend.
Sal, you followed baseball a long time. I know you're a traditionalist in a lot of ways. I was at the Bisons game over the weekend, and, you know, in minor league baseball, you can tap your helmet and they review the pitch, right? And is it a strike? Is it a ball? They can't review plays like instant replay, though, outs and safe. In Major League Baseball, it's a little different. They can review out and save. They can't review balls and strikes. Where all this is right now, where do you stand on instant replay, balls and strikes, out and safe, all of that?
Yeah, I'm fine with instant replay the way it is right now in Major League Baseball. I mean, look, Sal, we've been watching baseball our whole lives. It's almost incalculable how many missed calls there probably were for us growing up, right? That could have been fixed by instant replay. So I'm perfectly fine with the challenge system. You get one. If you win, you keep it. That's good because it has fixed so many terrible errors and even some plays that were very close, you know, that, okay, you can go one way or the other. It fixes those. So that's perfect. In minor league baseball, the challenge system for the balls and strikes, outstanding. It's got to come to Major League Baseball. It just has to next year. I am not in favor at all of the robotic umpires for every pitch. I don't ever want to see that. I want to continue to have umpires calling balls and strikes, but the challenge system will fix, you know, a lot of the really egregious calls that some of these guys make. But for instance, last week when Chisholm ended up getting ejected because he couldn't get over the fact that the guy blew the ball three call, which was a bad call. But this is the type of thing where that would get fixed instantaneously. You know, you see it in Buffalo. I see it here in Rochester. When a guy taps his helmet or a catcher calls for a pitch review, that sucker is over in 10 seconds. Doesn't delay the game at all. It's instantaneous, and it fixes the really bad call. So I really hope that it happens for Major League Baseball next year.
Do you think this is a little nostalgia for everybody out there? A lot of our listeners weren't even alive for this, but 1985. Do you think if they've replayed in 1985, the Cardinals beat the Royals in the World Series?
Oh God, are you kidding me? I mean, yeah. That was one of the worst calls in history.
Yeah.
That instant replay would have fixed. But there's almost innumerable plays throughout the years that would have been fixed by instant replay. So I'm perfectly good. I know some people hate replay, and what I hate is one of the consequences of replay, Sal, and it's the worst part of it, is when a guy slides into a base and the call is safe, and then he comes off the bag for like a millisecond, and then they review it and call him out. That's not the spirit of what instant replay should be. Instant replay should be, you know, turning over the obvious missed calls. I hate that it becomes that, because a lot of these teams, they will use that challenge on plays, you know, on steals or advancing a base. And I don't like that aspect, but that's what you sign up for with instant replay. We see it in the NFL all the time, right? Mm-hmm. How things get changed because of replay that you're like, what are we doing here? What's a catch? What's not a catch? So that's one of the unfortunate things of it. But overall, I think replay is great in baseball, the way they use it.
Before I let you go, Sal, real quick, maybe a word on Dave Parker. He passed away over the weekend. Really great player, Hall of Fame player. And I don't know if people realize Dave Parker played a little bit for the Blue Jays at the very, very end of his career, actually. 13 games for the Toronto Blue Jays. But a great, great Pittsburgh Pirate and Cincinnati Red.
Yeah, he was a great player. I remember watching him, you know, when we were younger. We were teenagers when he was playing. And what an arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always had that video. I forget who it was against. He just makes an unbelievable throw from right. I mean, you can't even imagine the ball being that well thrown. But he was a terrific player. It was unfortunate. His career was definitely scarred by the cocaine scandal that he was involved with at a time when that was a problem in baseball. But other than that, you take that out of the mix, he was a great all-around player, great hitter, great fielder, and, a great Pirate for sure.
All right, Sal, if you are able, I'd love to do this on Tuesday again next week. Another golf tournament on Monday. Monday's the golf tournament day for me, so I love talking with you.
Charity golf is on Monday. You're right.
So if you have an opportunity, I'd like to do this again on Tuesday next week, and we can set that up. All right, buddy. Thanks
Tuesday
a lot.
Tuesday is fine.
You got it. Enjoy it. Hey, have a great 4th of July as well.
All right, you too, bud. See you later.
All right, you too. That is Sal Majorana. Subscribe to his free, F-R-E-E, Yankees newsletter. He puts so much blood, sweat, and tears in it. I love it. It's great for everybody out there. If you're a Yankee fan or just a baseball fan, it's super good about everything baseball, but especially the Yankees if you're a Yankee fan. It's called Pinstripe People. It's absolutely free. I don't mind at all promoting it for Sal because he puts so much into it, and it's free. He's not making any money on it. He just wants you to have a really great experience reading about baseball. It's at his Twitter feed, at Sal Majorana. Make sure you go to Twitter. Take a look. And by the way, brand new headshot for Sal on his Twitter feed, I noticed as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to get ready to talk to Tim Benz. Speaking of great Pirates, Dave Parker, who passed away this week, Tim covers the Pirates. And they had a great weekend against the Mets. But he also covers, of course, the Steelers. They had a big trade with the Dolphins yesterday. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, who sent a couple of players to the Sabres. A lot to get to with Tim Benz at 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.